Hey everyone, welcome to the Here to Listen podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Durge, and today I'm joined by TikTok trend center, Mr. Melk, also known as Ollie Bowman. With more than 500,000 TikTok followers and close to 32 million likes, Ollie continues to make people laugh with his quick-witted humor and has taken the world by storm with his dance moves, like the shoulder injury.
Head will tilt to the shoulder of the bowling. Go shake your smile, run one way.
And now he's here with us. Please welcome to the show, Ollie Bowman. Hi, Ollie.
Hello, how you going?
Good, how are you doing?
Taking the world by storm with it. Make me sound good here.
How does it feel to you know, to have your moves like under a magnifying glass by the world?
It's very funny. I think because they're just so stupid as well. Such a funny thing as well. It just took off. I didn't really expect it, but I'll take it. I'm here for the ride. So I
want to start off by asking, you know, how would you describe your content to maybe someone who's never seen it before?
Yeah, people always ask me, like, what niche are you in, or, like, how would you describe it? I just always struggle at it. Basically, I usually just say I have fun and I film it is basically how I would say. I do a few dad jokes. I dance a little bit, just have fun with my friends, see, and then just clip it together in whatever chaotic order that takes. I don't know, just lifestyle, just a bit of everything, really.
Yeah. I love that. It's such good vibes. Do you find that, like, you kind of always have to be on in a way, even when you're with your friends, or do you have your moments where, like, okay, no cameras, let me just focus on the moment with my friends?
Yeah, that's a good question. A little bit maybe, but, like, I think it's a pretty good representation of me, like, online. I'm very energetic, and it's just sort of how I am. I tend to just be quite loud and like I am, I guess, online. There's definitely times when I just want to be alone in my room, watching Netflix, put the office on or something. But for the most part, it's just doing what I'll do anyway, but with the camera in front of me, I suppose.
Yeah. Have you always been like that?
Yeah, I think so. I've seen videos of myself when I was like 7 years old, or like super young, and I was annoying and talkative back then, and I don't think much has changed, to be honest.
Yeah, it leads to one of my questions, actually. You know, what was your childhood like?
Yeah, so I grew up in Sydney, Australia, by the beach, surfing a lot, played basketball. Basketball was like my main thing. I did it quite seriously. Like, my goal used to be to go to college in America, play over there. So I played all through school and everything. Went to normal school. And then when I was like 18, I suppose, that was when I had less love for basketball. I was getting very serious and just more stressful. And then I went to uni at the University of Sydney. And it was then, in the first semester, I was hating uni, university, that is. And I was going to drop out. And then I heard about this exchange program where you can go abroad for a semester or a year or whatever. And for that, you needed like a certain level of marks. So I was like, oh, yeah, I definitely want to do that, because I just wanted to travel and leave home, experience something new, be a bit independent. So I sort of decided, okay, I'll go for an exchange somewhere in America. So it was when I went to America that sort of all my chaos, I suppose, started. So I was over there for a semester at University of Georgia, and it was just before COVID hit. So it was at the start of 2020. And there I met two of my best mates that are British, and my ex, who was Norwegian. So from there, I ended up moving to Norway, and I lived in Norway for 2 years through sort of meeting her. And that was just a crazy experience in itself, just like learning the language and the culture. And yeah, it was really cool, to be honest. Like, it's just like a whole little bubble. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. I don't know if you can speak any other languages, but it's just, I'd never even tried. It just changes, I don't know, it changes the whole way you think, really.
Well, it's interesting, because that time of your life really does seem pretty wild from what I've seen and heard you talk about. Like, the fact that you met your now ex and then moved to Norway, right? You learned the language in less than a year, from what I understand. Yeah. And then you ended up getting signed to a record deal And actually, like, it's just a wild story. You got signed to a record deal, released three, I think at least three singles that were completely in Norwegian. One went top 10. Like, do you ever look back and I'm like, I went to the US, ended up in Norway, became a Norwegian superstar singer. And now here I am, you know, like, it seems wild to me.
It's so funny. It's just so unexpected as well. I'm a terrible singer, which just makes it so much funnier. I've never have I considered singing or anything like that. And then, so what happened was, because I'd started a TikTok in Norway, and my whole account was in Norwegian, me speaking Norwegian, sort of about me learning language and making fun of their culture, etc. And then it was about 6 months after I'd started that, and I had a pretty decent size following for Norway. And then Sony Music Norway reached out to me, and they were like,
oh, wow.
We want to make a song with you. Like, would you be interested in that? And then I was like, are you sure? Like, did you want to maybe hear me sing first? Because you might change your mind. And then, we went ahead with it. And they got like a professional songwriter and producer and stuff to help sort of put it together and create it. And then I still remember when I went into the studio, I was so nervous that I was just the most uncomfortable thing I've ever been in my life. I just went to the studio alone. There was like this this famous Norwegian singer and artist that was in there with me to sort of help me record it and whatever. And then I was there and he's like, okay, so you ready? And I was like, fuck, we just got to go and start like singing straight away, all right? And then they're like, and then I started singing, I was super awkward at first, and I was just kind of like, just kind of like singing this. And then he's like, so I want you to like pretend you're at a stadium and just like scream out as if you're cheering for a sports team. So then I was there trying to, and it was like really high, the chorus part, a bit too high for like my range could reach. And then I'm there like, and my voice is cracking, and it was just such a weird experience. It was so funny. And then luckily autotune is a magical thing that can't get the right. But yeah, it's a crazy thing. I had no expectations for it, and then it just took off.
Yeah,
it was so funny.
Yeah, I saw one music video. You look like you're having such a blast, and you're appearing in all these places in a Speedo. I think like a cheetah print Speedo or something like that.
Yeah, they're my favorite swimmers. I thought I'd go low key for the music video. Some speed. That song was about the song was called in Norwegian Tanetid, which means tanning time. And I had this joke where I always talked about I loved going in the sun, and Norway's obviously very cold, so it was a bit of ironic. But yeah, I just went in Speedos and went all around Norway, just filmed myself basically for the music video, which was so funny. Anything funny or stupid, it's a bit of me. So
but it really feels like you just kind of say yes to everything. Is that kind of your motto of life?
Yeah, it is. I think once I graduated high school, I just made a promise to myself that if there's ever anything that would be fun to do or something I know I'd be proud of myself for doing, I'll just say yes, regardless of if I was nervous or scared of failing or embarrassment or whatever it is. I just do it and then sort of work out the rest along the way. So that's definitely something I stick by in life, and it's paid off. I think it's good, led me to a few funny things. I think that's a big part of it.
So can we expect any other music soon?
I mean, never say never, I guess. I got no plan for it right now. We'll see. Who knows what the future will bring.
You never know. More music videos from Ollie.
Yeah.
Or exactly. Mr. Melk, I guess. It was under Mr. Melk, right?
It was, yes. So in Norway, I was known as Mr. Melk. And I've just kept the username since I swapped to English. But yeah.
What's that? What does that mean?
Yeah. So the direct translation is Mr. Milk English, but it's from, there's this old Norwegian ad, and it was for a milk company. And it was about this character called Mr. Milk. And he was this American guy speaking Norwegian with like a big accent. And basically, when I first started posting videos, people would say I sounded like him when I spoke Norwegian because I've got a funny accent. And then I just sort of thought it'd be funny to call myself Mr. Milk online. and then it just sort of took off, and then the name stuck. And it was just such a random time for me. I was in this country by myself. Then suddenly I was touring around a little bit, playing my one set, and then crowd surfing here and there.
Oh, wow.
Singing Norwegian. Yeah, it was so funny.
Wow, that's wild. You went crowd surfing?
I did. One of them that wasn't a proper crowd surf. I just got like lift. I was in this club singing it, and then I just got lifted up randomly by all the people there. And then I was like kind of leaning back like this, and I just started like, whilst I was singing, kind of wiggling my shoulders a little bit, and then they slipped from my shoulders and dropped me. I sort of like head first into the ground,
oh,
and
no.
the whole crowd just goes quiet, and then I sort of just jump back up and goes, "They're afraid." So funny.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you. I know it was a worry. But,
Do you ever, like, before you post content, do you ever like second guess, you know, should I post this? Should I not? Is it going to be a hit like my previous content, or do you just kind of let it go?
Definitely, yes. I think less so these days.
Okay.
More so before. There was like a period where I was kind of, when I just started posting stuff in English, I was trying to work out what I was, the type of videos I was posting. I was doing so much random stuff, just putting it out there, sort of seeing what stuck. And it would always be like, I was deleting maybe like 80% of my videos for a while there. I was posting like five a day, just so much random stuff though, because I had no clue what I was really doing. And then I would always be like, oh, maybe it's not so funny. Got like no views. Maybe I just delete it. And then I was sort of like that. These days I'm more, I don't know, I'm more sort of, I know exactly the type of thing that I'm doing, even though it's completely random still.
Yeah.
But I've got more of a direction sort of what I'm posting, so I'm more proud of it and I'm happy with it regardless.
Yeah, I love that. And it comes across very genuine.
Yeah.
And it's interesting the style that you create your content. You know, a lot of it is like different clips. You know, I feel like a lot of TikTok, it's like a one shot talking to the camera or like a one shot dance or something like that. Whereas yours is very much kind of like a vlog style, like a very like vlog YouTube kind of style, but in TikTok format. It's very unique. I don't see it being done a ton on the platform.
Yeah. It's definitely funny. Yeah, I don't know. I just sort of, I didn't even really plan it. I was in, when I was still in the phase of just posting so much random stuff, there was one day, it was probably like 3 months ago now, and I was in London with my mates, and we're just sort of walking around. I can't remember. We're going through the main part of London, just having an explore. And then for some reason, I was just like, yeah, film this. And then I just sort of said one joke about the store. And then I just said a few more throughout the day. And then at the end, I wasn't really sure what I was going to do with them. And then I just ended up chucking them together. And then I was like, oh, I'll just post this. It's funny. And then sort of became a thing from there, I suppose.
Yeah. What did your parents do for a living?
They produce sporting events. So they do event management, produce sporting events sort of around the world. Which,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So I've sort of traveled younger. I definitely traveled a little bit with them for work. So, but this was all before I was like nine. Before nine, I went to five different schools.
Wow. Just
all over. And then from nine onwards, I sort of just stayed in the one place.
Wow. Yeah, because I was going to ask, you know, if being a content creator kind of runs in your blood, because I know your sister, Lily, also, she's a content creator with more than a million followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
And so the fact that both of you are so successful online with your with your content, you know, what's that like?
Yeah, it's really funny. And I think especially because our accounts are very separate and very different. So it's always funny. Some people make the connection. They're like, wait a second, I follow Lily and I follow you. Are you guys siblings or something like that? It's really funny. It's very funny. I think my parents are very creative in what they do, and they do a lot of stuff like interacting with the audience and fan engagement and things like that with events. So they have to be very creative. So I suppose maybe the creative gene dropped off into us or something. I don't know.
I'm wondering, what would you tell your younger self?
It's a good question. I think just, do you just sort of be who you want to be, not worry about what others sort of thinking about you. I think a lot of people are just sort of scared of judgment or scared to really just be themselves. They want to try to be cool or try to be a certain way just because I think it's what the normal thing to do is, or something like that. I think once you can sort of just be comfortable being a bit weird or just doing whatever you want, it just things get so much better. And there's such a burden gone, and you don't have to worry about, I wonder if that person thinks I'm weird or something like that. You know? So I think if I could have a bit earlier, like I've always been pretty confident, but just through high school, maybe a few things could have been a bit more confident, just do whatever I wanted. I think that's it's quite an uplifting thing to be able to do. Just be yourself, be free to do whatever you want.
Yeah. And you feel like you're at that point now?
I do, yeah. I like obviously every now and then, like, I'm not a robot. You still think about it, but I think I'm pretty good at just being exactly who I am always.
Yeah. I mean, that comes across, you know,
yeah,
in your content.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, it's only something I want my followers to see. And if anyone, you know, feels sort of insecure or like they have to change themselves or others, they can just realize that's not necessary. And if people don't like you for that, then they're not the right people to hang out with anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. It also just means, I just love being an idiot as well. So I mean, I just have fun being stupid, and all my mates are the same. So it's definitely a lot more fun as well. And you feel more happy. You don't have to fake anything. Just be yourself.
Would you ever go on a reality show?
That's a good question. Potentially. I don't think I would go on a dating show.
Oh, why?
I don't know. I feel like it's just a private part of my life, dating and all that sort of thing. I don't know if I'd want to display it to the world online. I'm not sure. I would have to see. It would have to depend on what the show is. Yeah, I couldn't see myself going on Love Island, to be honest. But I don't know. I've been asked to go on like a couple of them, but at this point I've just said no to them.
To Love Island?
I haven't been asked by Love Island, but like Married at First Sight asked me.
Oh yeah.
Which I thought was so funny. I'm like, do you know how old I am? I'm not trying to get married right now, but, but yeah, it's definitely a funny world. I'd consider it, but right now I'm chilling, but who knows.
Yeah. I mean, you seem like, talking about relationships, you seem like such a fun guy, and you'd probably make a really fun boyfriend. I'm wondering if you could describe, you know, what your perfect partner would be like.
That's a good question. I definitely want them to be willing to have fun, just not worry so much about it. Just be an idiot. I think it's important that I'm an idiot all the time. They need to be able to put up with my idiocy. And then they also need to be just happy to be stupid themselves, just have a laugh, not take things too seriously. I'm not sure, to be honest. I've been single now for a year and a half, a bit more. But I think, if they can just have fun, that's the most important. Have fun, be happy just being themselves. It's just makes things so much more fun and less stressful. But obviously the normal things, loyal and trusting, etc. But yeah, just the biggest thing is that they're happy to be an idiot, then they'll get on with me well, I think.
Do you get a lot of DMs with people propositioning you to date?
I do nowadays, yes. It's very it's quite weird, very funny.
Yeah.
it's quite funny. Online I don't really. Like, I'm not, my profile isn't one of those thirst traps, you know, you try to look all good and sexy sort of vibes. So I think
there's
it's funny
some
people,
thirst traps. There's some.
There's some, but they're more, they're ironic, all right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's pretty funny though, yeah.
What would you say would give you the ick?
Oh. Dropping something, picking it up off the ground. No, I'm joking. give me the ick. Maybe someone that just, there's a lot of people that I've sort of, we sort of talked about like briefly before. People who think, just try to be too cool and can't just like relax and have fun. So then they're sort of judgy of anyone that has fun. You know what I mean? Like, just chill out, all right? Like, it's not the, let's just have fun, just relax, dance a bit, like, shake your ass, whatever. I don't know. But yeah, I think that's it. If people take themselves too seriously, that's definitely
I'd love to know your celebrity crush, and you know, if you could list a female celebrity and a male celebrity.
Okay, it's a good question. Female celebrity. I'll go my male celebrity first.
Okay.
Harry Styles, it would be.
Yeah.
I don't even necessarily listen to like heaps of his music, but I just love his vibe. I think he's got I just quite like his vibe and what he stands for, I suppose.
Yeah.
Female celebrity crush. Oh, it's a good one. I just watched Barbie, so Margot Robbie is the first one pop into my mind.
Okay.
Let's go for someone a bit newer. The chick from Outer Banks, the main girl. Do you know what her name is?
No, Outer Banks.
Yeah, some people would like I just remember people would like copy her or something, like tie their lip up or something, because that's the way lips are, I think. I can't remember her name. She's the main girl from Outer Banks.
Madeline Klein? Is that who
Yes,
it is? Or
maybe.
there's
I think.
Madison Bailey as well. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Wait, let me double check.
Yeah, double check.
Was it Madison Klein?
Yeah. Or Madeline Klein.
Yeah, Madeline Klein. Yeah, I'll say her. I'll say her. I don't know if I have a real celebrity crush, but I can say her. I think she's very attractive.
Okay. Hey, you never know. Maybe she's watching.
Maybe.
So we got to talk about the shoulder injury dance and
Yes.
how did that come about?
So it started. I'm trying to think when it started. A year, maybe. I reckon a year and a half ago, maybe. And it initially started as something I'd use to try to like pick up girls in a club, or like try to talk to them as my
Oh.
icebreaker. So I'd be kind of like, I'd say as a joke, if we're on the dance floor, I'd be like, yeah, I got no control of my shoulders. I'd say something along those lines, just as a joke. And
Yeah.
then I remember when I was performing the song around different clubs and festivals or whatever. And as I was singing the song, I would sort of do like a slow version. I'd be like, after that, and I'd just sort of be going like this, doing like a slow thing. And then it didn't really start to like kind of speed up until late last year, I think. And then I remember it was in March. I was in Prague with some of my mates, and I was catching up with some American girls that we're friends with from exchange. And I was talking to them, and then as I went to say the thing about not being able to control my shoulders, I just randomly said that I injured myself. I was like, yeah, I injured myself, so that I just got no can like and then since then this just sort of happens. And then it was like maybe a couple of weeks later, I thought, oh, I'll try to make that. It could be a funny thing online. And I remember I made a video about it and it got like no views. It just sort of flopped. And yeah, and then it was a couple of weeks later that I just sort of included it as a little clip, I think, on one of the little clip videos where I say a few jokes and have a little bit of dancing there. And then that video did well, and I just started including it in lots of the clips, and each time saying shoulder injury or something along those lines, and then just sort of took off from there, really.
Do you find that now you're gonna have to find a new pickup line because everyone knows it now?
Yeah, I think it's made the because I used to literally just always do that when I was dancing and stuff. It's just like my go-to move, but then now it feels a little funny because I feel like people think I'm just like kind of doing it like for I don't know, it doesn't seem as natural to do now because it seems like I'm just doing it for TikTok or something. So it is pretty funny. People always come to me and be like, shoulder guy, which is just so funny.
Do you think that you can give us a bit of a tutorial of the shoulder injury?
Yeah, can okay. So I think okay, so I think this is what people do wrong, a lot of people. So because they go so slow, and it's because so they're going like up, down, around, up, down. That, but then they'll sort of keep doing this big up down movement. But if you do more of like a up and then like a little shake there, and then up, and then you can go a little bit faster, which I think is like the main thing people struggle with, the speed. But it's just do like a little, just like a and then little side to side, little cheeky smile.
The eyebrows are key there, right? The
I
eyebrows and
know
the
they
look.
are. I know I don't even have control of the up. I just sort of it's sort of this. I
Oh,
don't
and
know.
the tongue.
Tongue seems to come out as well. Just everything starts moving.
So I want to know, is there something that no one knows about you?
That's a good question. Well, sure. I definitely put a lot of myself online. I don't have many secrets. Oh, actually, I got a good one. I got a good one. So I sleepwalk a lot,
Oh.
and yeah, so I do a lot of weird stuff when I'm sleeping. It's but the thing is, I've never done it when I've been with another person. If I'm with other people, I've never slept walked. I don't just maybe my
Yeah.
brain knows to not be a fucking weirdo. I don't know. I've this recurring dream that someone's getting squashed between the bed and the wall.
Oh.
So what will happen is I jump out of my bed and I drag my bed across the bedroom floor, and then I'm like so stressed. I'll get my phone out, put the flashlight on, like look under the bed to see if they're alive. And then
Wow.
I'll sort of wake up all disorientated, my heart's just like beating, and I'm just like, well, fuck, what just happened? And it's always just so, it's just the worst. Yeah, but it always happens in the first 2 hours of when I go to sleep, and if I've drunk a little water, because I need to pee or something, and I'll be in a semi-light sleep. But it was so funny though, because I was with my mate. We're in a camper van, and we're driving along the French from South France to North or North to South, and there's two levels to the camper van. I was on the bottom, he was on the top, and I had a dream that I was about to be squashed by a roller coaster, and because the roof was pretty low down to my face, and then I was like smashing on the roof, I'm like, "Don't come down, don't come down!" And then my friend Connor, he was up there, and he was like asleep and disoriented as well, and he was like, he couldn't remember my name because he was still half asleep, and he was trying to call out to say, "Ollie, like it's fine, you're dreaming or something." And he was just like, he couldn't remember my name. He's like, "It's Connor. Like, are you okay or something?" Anyways, yeah, I do some weird stuff when I'm sleeping.
That's wild. I mean, it's interesting because it's like you're trying to save someone, though. You're not trying to hurt anyone. You're just trying to save
That'd
them, right?
be bad if I started stabbing. If I started stabbing something while I was asleep.
Like at least you're like, in this hero complex while you're sleepwalking. But I mean, that's pretty wild. I've never heard that before. Do you sleep talk as well?
Yeah, I sleep talk. I think I sleep talk most nights. I think so. But I think it's usually just gibberish, just me mumbling or something. Like one of the nights as well, I just remembered when I was in the camper van,
Yeah.
I just started like giggling in my sleep.
Yeah.
And me and my mate, Connor, we had three of us in the camper van. Connor was next to me. And I don't know what, I don't remember it at all, but I was just started like literally just giggling hysterically. And then I just say to Connor, "Take my hand," or something. And then I take my hand and let's run, like we're in like a field or something, apparently. I can't remember
Yeah.
exactly what. And then Connor wasn't sure what to do. And he sort of just like grabbed my hand. And then I started laughing again and I went back to sleep. Just so funny. I just don't remember it, which is annoying, but yeah.
Would you say is the biggest misconception about you?
Maybe that 100% of the time I'm just like overly energetic and overly happy, and that sort of thing. I mean, like obviously everyone has down periods and
Yeah.
gets tired, especially like right now my immune system isn't even like 100% since I was sick like a year and a half ago. So I've only just gotten back into training and I'm still sort of easing back into it. And actually no, okay, I know at least going off this, people think I drink all the time. I actually posted a video on this yesterday. People think I'm drunk all the time because I'm always out and I always go to clubs and et cetera, and my mates will drink, but I don't drink ever. And
Oh.
yeah, since I got sick, my body doesn't really handle it, so I just stopped. I kept trying to drink, and I never drank much. I always liked going out sober every now and then as well. But I would want to drink and join in every now and then, but I kept getting sick, and then now I don't drink at all. So it is funny,
Wow.
people just think I'm drunk, especially because I just dance a lot. I love dancing,
Yeah.
so I always dance like crazy. And people are like, "Wow, he's so drunk." People have said that before, and it's like, "Mate, I'm completely sober." But
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that about you. And it's interesting. I've interviewed other people that have said something similar where, people may think that they drink all the time because of their energy. Maybe it's on stage or like with you, it's with the dancing. And I don't know, it seems like on a side note, it seems like there's a shift towards especially the younger generation not being as into going out and getting drunk or having drinks. It's really interesting to me.
Yeah, well, I think it is sad when people feel like they need to drink to be able to socialize or to be able to fun. And I think it's definitely fair play, if you want to drink, but you should be able to know that if you were sober, you could still go and have fun and be social and be confident in those settings. Because you feel better about yourself if you know, I know I can go out there, I can still have fun, still be the life of the party, without alcohol.
I mean, it must be nice too to remember the night. That's
Exactly.
key.
I remember everything. All these drunk people, I will remember.
My final question, which I'm sad that we've gone on the final question because this has been so fun.
Yeah, me too.
but I ask all my guests this, and that's if you were to have an autobiography or a movie made about your life, what would be the title?
Oh, that's a good question. Just a side note off that. I love pretending when I'm just like by myself doing things. I love pretending like I'm being like a movie's being made about me or
Yeah.
something. Like in the office when Jim or they always like kind of look at the camera.
Yeah.
I love just doing that and pretending like people were looking back at what I was like before I was so that. What would it be called? It would be called the word chaos, I think, may need to be part of it. So, and in chaos we live, or in all seriousness, something along those lines. Just, I'm very chaotic with everything I do. So, I think in chaos we live a lot. Something like that.
I love that. I mean, it can be chaotic, but it's also such great content. Something about chaotic content. Well, thanks so much for opening up and sharing more about your life and your content and your dance moves and dad jokes. And it's been really great getting to know you a little bit better, Ollie. So thanks again for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It was fun to talk a little bit.